Today's reading begins in Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Romans 3, 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. For the promise to Abraham and to his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, then faith is null and promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed, against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in Him who raised Him from the dead, Jesus our Lord, who has delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. So in our last reading, we had addressed the issue of, you know, Jews versus Gentiles, the value of circumcision, the Jews being entrusted with the oracles of God, the need to live according to what God's divine law was for the Gentiles and the Mosaic law for the Jews. And so in our reading today, he's continuing along that same vein of thought. And I'll give you fair warning here. This vein of thought goes through chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. It just keeps on going. He just keeps building and building and building. And so none of these passages should be taken as, okay, this is context, this is one individual thought or one individual section. No, they're all interconnected. And I think that's one of the challenging things for people when they study the book of Romans, that they want to divide it up into sections and have them stand alone when they have all of these connections. For example, when we get to our next reading tomorrow, we're going to see the word therefore. That gives you that indicator. He is drawing some conclusions based on what he has already stated. So in today's reading, what we're seeing primarily is this discussion about faith. Is it the works that mattered, or is it the faith that matters? Remember, James said, faith without works is dead. You cannot separate the two, because if you don't do any works, then the faith is dead. You know, that they have to go together. Real faith is a faith that demands that a person react and act. In other words, it settles in the heart and we act upon the things that we have come to understand and believe. And so it's very important for us to understand how those two go together. And so for the Jews who felt like keeping the law was a justification and keeping the law made them somehow better, something they could boast in, Paul addresses that because he goes all the way back to Abraham. Abraham, this father figure, father of the Jews, that they all venerated the same way that they looked at Moses as well. These two figures, everything they believed and lived by was based upon them. And so he goes back to Abraham and says, you know, was Abraham justified by faith or by works? Because we don't become justified by works. We just can't do that because we can't be perfect. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Jew and Gentile alike. So if Abraham was justified by faith rather than works, and if that faith was exhibited before the point of circumcision, you certainly couldn't say the circumcision was an act that justified him. In fact, no work was going to do that. But he says it is by faith that it was accounted to him as righteousness. So when we come across these statements by Paul where he says, you know, that we're justified by faith, or like verse 13 of chapter 4, the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. When we see those statements, we're not talking about belief, because even the demons believe and tremble. We're talking about active faith. We're talking about someone believing what God has said, having faith in not only what he said, but what he has told us to come, and then we act accordingly. If we don't act, then it's not what we would say is active faith. So he's saying Abraham had active faith, but it's not the actions that saved him. It is the faith that God counts as righteousness. But again, like James says, you can't take the two and set them on separate shelves. They are inseparable. I mean, what would we think of an Abraham that had faith that God existed or believed that God existed, but then when God gave him commands, he said, no, I don't really want to do that. Well, we would say that Abraham was then not faithful because he wouldn't act on what he'd been told. And that's the point that Paul is making, is having faith and acting on that faith. And that is applicable to both the Jew and to the Gentile. He also makes the point that as time went on, as he and Sarah got older and older, as they were well past the age in which people had children, he says he didn't waver in his faith, he grew in his faith. He believed against hope, as he stated there. And so then he pulls it back to us, and he says, it will be counted to us who believed in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justifications. Our faith can be counted as righteousness too, but it still has to be an act of faith. And we're going to continue that thought in the next reading. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.